Mariachi Craze nonprofit organization, in conjunction with Mariachi Alegre and Mariachi Tapatio, will present its third annual Border Folk Festival Mariachi Music Workshops and Concert Series. This event takes place at Eastlake High School on October 12th and 13th. Here to tell us all about it are Hector Rodriguez and Kevin Tejas. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
So where does the passion for mariachi come from?
Well, for me, it comes all the way back to when I was in high school.
Really?
So, yes, I was very fortunate to be in a high school, Del Valle High School, that offered a mariachi program back in the day.
And it's solid. And do they still have it?
I don't know if they have it. I don't think they do, actually.
Really?
It's kind of sad to know that they don't have it anymore.
So is it Bowie now that has
one? Well, Bowie has always had one. I believe they were the first ones. But I know there's several now. I know the Socorro Independent School District has several programs in their schools.
Yeah, it's making a comeback. So
there's
mariachi's
several
hot.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
It is.
Especially in El Paso.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
So did you sign up for, like, hey, I want to be in the mariachi group? Or did your mom say, hey, it's a good idea?
No, I actually, I was part of the school orchestra. And then just one day we had a teacher come from Austin. He moved. He was the orchestra teacher and decided to start a mariachi program. And ever since then, I said, yeah, I'll join.
What was your instrument?
I'm a violinist.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Same too. I'm a violinist, and actually my story is like the reciprocal of his.
Because, let's hear it.
Well, because I graduated from Eastwood, and at that time Eastwood didn't have the program. So I was just in orchestra, and the only way that I got into mariachi music was actually when I was at UTEP. And when I was in UTEP, I was part of the UTEP Symphony. And I actually had a friend of mine that played as a first violin. And he was actually a part of another group, Los Arrieros, here. Uh-huh. And when he came up to me and he approached me and he said, he was like, hey, well, would you want to join a mariachi group? So I said, yeah, sure. And actually, the group that he was talking about is the group that I'm with now. I'm with Hector. It's Mariachi Alegre. And that's actually how I started it. And it was one of those things where I kind of started it just because, obviously, I'm a poor college kid.
Yeah, why not?
So I need money. I need money. I need cash. So actually, it was a means of getting money. But then it's just one of those things that it just grew into a passion, and it grew into excitement and joy for playing mariachi music and being able to do things like this where we can share this with the community.
Yeah. So, okay, before we jump into this, because I'm really intrigued by the whole mariachi thing.
Okay.
So you're playing, but I know a lot of mariachi, everybody sings. So whether or not you're a good singer, right? I mean, everybody sings, and somehow it just sounds great. Did you have a fear of the singing part of being in a mariachi group?
When we get started, yes. We're all scared.
Yeah. God, that was a very honest yes. Yeah.
I think he's still scared.
Yeah, I'm still scared.
So how do you get it together? Because it looks, I mean, you're there and it looks so confident and so comfortable and, right. You know, you're commanding your instrument, but then the singing part, which is, I mean, it's a vital part of it.
And, you know, that's funny that you mentioned that. That's one of the things that we focus on these workshops is when we talk to these kids, it's like we teach them about stage performance. And, you know, even if you're scared, you know, you're performing up there and you need to give off the impression that you're just a professional.
Yes.
Even though you might be scared.
And for you, how did you get over your fear? Or like Hector said, are you still scared?
Yeah, I still get a little bit of stage fright, honestly. But, I mean, my comfort is obviously the playing. So I have no problem playing. I pick up music real quick. Yeah. I can learn it. It's just, yeah, when you're up there in front of people, you get that stage fright. You get that performance anxiety that just kicks in.
Yeah.
But then at the end, you finish and it's an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, because I mean, do you realize you have this armor, you're wearing this suit, right? So that's a layer of like, okay, and then you've got your instrument and then you've got a whole bunch of people around you. Yeah. You've got layers of of protection.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what I see.
Oh, yeah. And it creates an excitement or a feel. And it's just kind of like you kind of get a high off of it. Just knowing that you did a good job, knowing that you're performing for other people.
Yeah.
And enjoying what you're doing. Exactly. So the time goes by super quick.
And now you all are putting your passion for your art into this project. Will you tell us about it? Because I know there's performances, but we alluded to it before. There's a lot of workshops, too.
So the reason why, you know, I'm still passionate about the music is because a teacher back in high school, like I said, took us to one of these events. And basically what it is a music conference for kids with a concert at the end. So that's what we're doing here. We're going to have 2 days of workshops at Eastlake High School. We're inviting everyone who would like to learn about the music, but mainly we're targeting the school districts, the schools that have the mariachi programs through their music departments.
So, sure.
And we're very happy because we're bringing Trio Ellas from L.A., California. And we're also bringing two gentlemen from Walt Disney World, Epcot Center. They're two musicians. They're mariachis, actually, mariachi cobre at Epcot. And it's Steve Carrillo and Joe Baca, so they're going to join us also, and they're going to be giving these workshops to these kids.
And Trio Ellas, I mean, it's three women.
Yep.
Which is really neat to see, and they look so, I mean, beyond empowered, right? It's like right. Mariachi 2.0 or what you're seeing right. now.
Their background is mariachi music, but they've created a different fusion because they're from California, so they started to mix, you know, different types of music.
It's like a fusion of like gypsy music along with, of course, like the traditional sounds of using the traditional instruments as far as with mariachi music, the guitarra and the vihuela and the guitar.
Yeah.
But their sound is amazing. All of them sing beautifully. And you culminate that with their ability to play and their musicianship. And it's amazing. Their sound that comes in that they produce is like, wow.
And how do you recruit these artists to come to El Paso to do workshops with kids?
We actually know them because I've been playing for a while, for years already. I'm not going to say how many, but it's been
the mariachi circuit, right?
So we've been meeting them through the mariachi circuit. That's exactly right. So they're friends of ours, and you know, we've kept in touch, and that's why we're able to bring them here to El Paso.
It's funny how that works in any scene, you know. Once you find yourself in there, you figure out how small that world is, you know, within the world that you're in. But that's got to be a neat exchange. So you must meet mariachis from everywhere.
Actually, you know what? One of the performers is actually Joe Baca. Joe Baca is actually originally from El Paso. He actually was recruited by a mariachi cobre, and he moved to Florida. And we're happy to have him back here helping us with music and teaching these kids.
And he's one of the ones that's performing at Disney, is that correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, they don't mess around. You got to be good.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're at Epcot Center.
So what kind of workshops are you going to be showing or conducting specifically? You know, I mean, tell us.
Well, so we're opening up. We're breaking out to violin, trumpet, guitar, vihuela, guitarrón, and some vocal singing. So what we do is we split up. We pass out some music. And we do some of that, but we also do some critique. So we have musical ensembles come on, and then we have these guests that we're bringing, critique them and help them, you know, on their performance. So we'll be doing that for 2 days.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So what possessed you to do this? You've been doing this 3 years. Does it get easier as you keep going, or does it get harder?
Well, it doesn't get easier.
No, it doesn't.
We're trying to get, you know, make it bigger and bigger. It just gets harder and harder.
You just have to, like, challenge yourself every year, right?
But we're just trying to keep it going, and we hope that it just, you know, becomes a big El Paso tradition.
Now, if you are maybe a young person who's listening, or if you're listening, you have a child who's interested but maybe isn't, you know, maybe they aren't in a mariachi group, would this be okay for them to attend, do you
Definitely.
Think?
Okay. Definitely. We're going to be passing out music. So if they have some sort of, I believe we have some middle schoolers attending, I believe. So we'll have middle school and high schoolers mainly. If they have some sort of basic knowledge, middle school at least, I think this is something they can do, even if they don't belong.
What about adults?
Sure, of course.
It's open to everybody. Anybody that can play a violin, that can read music and can pick this up, then, I mean, they're more than welcome to visit our website. It's at epborderfest.com, and we have the registration forms there.
Oh, that was my next question. Do people register online?
Yeah, they can register online at epborderfest.com. If they have any other questions, they can also look at the website. We have a lot of information there. And if they also want to, I mean, they can also reach out to us at epborderfest@gmail.com with any questions or even as far as financing as well.
Now, if you have to give one piece of advice to up-and-coming mariachi, what would it be?
Mine would be take advantage of any opportunity like this, because for me, I wish there was opportunities like this when I was growing up, because I totally would have taken advantage of it. But unfortunately, it wasn't there, and I didn't have that outlet. Had it have been there in high school or maybe in middle school, I totally would have jumped on it. But unfortunately, it wasn't. And actually, for us, it's a good opportunity for us to be able to do something like this.
And what about you, Hector?
You know, try it. Some people are just, you know, afraid to do it. But once you try it, if you're curious, try it. And I'm telling you this, for me, it started in high school, and I'm a CPA by day, and I'm a mariachi by night.
Nice.
So I'm still doing it. So you never know.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, so before we go, I'm going to put you guys on the spot, but will you give me your best mariachi grito?
Oh, my goodness.
That's gonna be Hector. Go ahead.
I wasn't expecting this from K-Tip.
Oh, come on now. You can't. Solid. Okay. All right. Today, my guests have been Hector Rodriguez and Kevin Tellez, who are here to talk about the third annual Border Folk Festival Mariachi Music Workshops and Concert Series. You can find them online at epborderfest.com. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.